And we'll just begin with the refuge and bodhicitta prayer three times. In Buddha, Dharma, and the Sangha, I take refuge till I awaken through all the virtues such as giving. May I reach Buddhahood for beings. In Buddha, Dharma, and the Sangha, I take refuge till I awaken through all the virtues such as giving. May I reach Buddhahood for beings. In Buddha, Dharma, and the Sangha, I take refuge till I awaken through all the virtues such as giving. May I reach Buddhahood for beings. So it'll be a bit of a short meditation today, since we're running a bit behind our time. We'll begin, though, by briefly just bringing our minds to rest. So checking in with our posture, you know, making sure that we're grounded and settled, spine straight, and body generally relaxed. Eyes can be open with the gaze steady or closed if that's more comfortable. And just letting our attention descend from being busy in our thoughts and so forth into just awareness of our body in the present moment. You can follow your breath a little bit if that's helpful. And now a quick review of the four thoughts, which I also forgot to get out, but we'll just do it extemporaneously. So first, remembering the precious human existence, that this opportunity that we have to study the Dharma and practice is rare, and it's very hard to come by. So it's very important that we not waste it. Secondly, that everything is impermanent. This opportunity is going to end and we don't know when. It could be very suddenly, so we need to practice right away. Third, the law of karma, cause and result, that it's our own actions that determine what happened to us in this lifetime and in future lifetimes. So we need to be very careful of our actions. And that's actions of body, speech, and mind. And then finally, that there's no refuge within samsara. So there's no point in just practicing to try to get a better samsara, a more comfortable life, a better life next time. Our focus should be as much as possible on liberating ourselves entirely from the cycle of confusion that we call samsara, so that we can help others do the same. So our motivation is now reinforced to practice diligently. And now we will request blessing from the Lama or the Buddha by visualizing them on a lotus and moon seat above the crown of our head, vividly radiating light, radiating love and compassion. We request the blessing, their blessing, to strengthen our practice so that we may attain the same. And just by requesting it, we receive it and we let the visualization descend into our heart center where it remains anytime we want to access it there, knowing that the Lama and the Buddha are with us all the time. So now we're going to take a slightly different route today into awareness, into awareness of the present moment, into awareness of our Buddha nature, awareness of the nature of mind. We're going to do it through contemplation today, and especially or specifically through contemplating impermanence, the way that Gampopa asks us to contemplate impermanence in the ornament of precious liberation. So there are two different categories of impermanence. And the first one relates to what Deirdre was sharing with us about her feelings about everything that's happening in the world, and especially the fact that the planet seems to be reaching some kind of tipping point. So the first kind of impermanence is coarse impermanence or obvious impermanence, or large scale, you could call it impermanence. And that is the coming and going of world systems, like even entire world systems, entire universes come into existence and pass out of existence. So we could just rest in that thought for a moment, an awareness that impermanence as we perceive it even includes that. And that within that large scale impermanence, there's small scale or subtle impermanence. And he gave us three things to contemplate, to keep us always in touch with awareness of impermanence, that everything is always changing. And the first is to be aware of the seasons coming and going. And this is a good time of year as summer starts to tip into fall. We start to see signs that fall is coming. So let's just rest in that for a moment, awareness that the season is changing under our feet and over our heads, even as we sit here. That this heat that we complain about now will soon turn into cold that's also equally uncomfortable. And then back into heat. And this isn't something we need to sit with for long periods, but simply be receptive to noticing and relating it to the impermanence of all phenomena, including ourselves. The second sign of impermanence on a smaller scale is the changing of day to night and night to day. So right now it's getting to be the middle of the afternoon, at least where many of us are, or it's about to change into afternoon in other places. But soon we'll find ourselves getting ready for bed, sleeping, getting up for the next day, doing it all over again. In some sense, it's always Groundhog Day. So just being aware of time passing. And then the third, most subtle, smallest scale level of impermanence that we can be aware of is what Gampopa calls moment-to-moment impermanence. And that's the impermanence that we're most aware of in meditation. Just noticing, especially if our eyes are open or our senses are open, that things, our experience is changing moment by moment. Just being aware of it doesn't have to be upsetting. It's just what's happening. And now to sort of touch base with our Buddha nature, the nature of mind, and so forth, we can look with our mind in the same way that we've looked throughout our practice of the 37 practices, using Ken's meditation and so forth, look at our experience and see if there's something underneath all that impermanence of our experience that doesn't change, that's always constant, and rest in that. Not either or, like we're still open, all of our senses are open to all of our experience, physical and mental, internal and external. But there's something that isn't changing, and we can rest in awareness of that at the same time that we're resting in awareness of our changing experience. This is something we could touch base with any time our experience becomes a little overwhelming. And Lamanorla Rinpoche gave the instruction a number of times that when we're either very happy because of circumstances or very sad because of circumstances, we can look for something in our mind that doesn't change, that's the same whether we're very happy or very sad or experiencing anywhere on the emotional gamut. We can still be aware of how we're feeling. It doesn't nullify that, but we can simply be in touch with it at the same time. And now that was cultivation of ultimate bodhicitta in the two wings. And now we'll cultivate relative bodhicitta within ultimate bodhicitta, not letting go, not losing touch with what we've been resting in, not losing touch with just awareness of the present moment and all of its variety. We can also cultivate relative bodhicitta by doing taking and sending and letting it, synchronizing it with the breath, letting it ride the breath. Noticing the in-breath from start to finish and the out-breath from start to finish. And on the in-breath today, you can do taking and sending for anything that comes to your mind, but I'm going to do it for the planet and all its inhabitants on that scale of things constantly changing and our suffering coming from not being aware of it. And on the scale of even our world system could come to an end in the natural course of things. And just breathing that in, breathing in any destruction, any negativity, any suffering. Breathing out healing, peace, harmony, caring, and happiness. We'll do a few rounds of that. And if anyone in particular comes to mind, please include them. And now, because time is short, we'll end the meditation, letting go of any visualization, any conceptuality, coming back to just resting in what doesn't change. Adding some shini if it helps, a sensory perception of breathing. And now just coming back to our ordinary awareness without necessarily letting go. We don't need to lose touch with any of that, with wisdom or compassion, as we go on to chant the 37 practices. And if you haven't stopped recording yet, Lama Jinzang, you could stop now.